Welcome to Five to Focus, a weekly podcast helping you center on Jesus by applying the Bible to life's struggles. Ryan Strother is your host. Now set aside any distractions and get focused.
Christians are great at creating acronyms for everything and for creating cliche phrases that we like to put on mugs and shirts, bracelets, and well, just about anything else we can think of. Even now, if you've been saved for some time, and especially if you grew up in the church, I'm sure you can think of some of these phrases. One that was really popular when I was a kid was the "What Would Jesus Do?" campaign. WWJD. We had it on hats, bracelets, bumper stickers, shirts. I mean, you didn't make it out of a church youth group at that time without having WWJD on something. Well, sometimes we do the same thing with key doctrines of our faith. In an attempt maybe to simplify a biblical concept or to be able to teach it in a way that's maybe easy to memorize, we use little phrases or statements. Well, I want to share one of those with you now about the doctrine of justification. And I hope in our 5 minutes to focus that you'll be overjoyed when you think about the blessing we have in being justified by God. There's a nice little statement that goes like this. Justification. Just as if I'd never sinned. Just as if I'd never sinned. Have you heard that before? I want to tell you why this pithy statement falls short of communicating the truth of this doctrine. If that statement is all you remember about justification, then you really are misunderstanding the doctrine and you're missing out on so much joy and hope that comes with knowing Jesus. Now, in his Systematic Theology, Wayne Grudem defines justification as this: an instantaneous legal act of God in which he, one, thinks of our sins as forgiven and Christ's righteousness as belonging to us, and two, declares us to be righteous in his sight. Now, I know that isn't as easy to remember as "just as if I'd never sinned," but let me explain why we need to more fully understand this doctrine. We're talking about salvation when we talk about justification. This is part of what happens to you when you are saved. Now, to be saved means we must profess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our hearts that God raised him from the dead. In Matthew 4:17, Jesus told us that we are to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And so when we do that, God justifies us. There is more to the process of salvation, by the way, but I'm just focusing on justification here. God justifies you. He declares you no longer guilty of your sin, and he declares you to be righteous because we're given the righteousness of Christ. Here's the problem with saying, "just as if I'd never sinned." That teaches someone that they are somehow morally neutral. Just that they didn't sin. The problem is that we are born into sin. This is the doctrine of original sin. There is no such thing as being morally neutral. You are either righteous or unrighteous. So when we teach that pithy statement, we're not explaining that you are a sinner who stands condemned, but Jesus didn't just make it so that you didn't do something wrong. He forgives you of your sin, and he gives you his righteousness. Romans 8:33 to 34 says, "Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us." We learn from that verse that condemnation is the opposite of justification. If you're not justified, you are condemned because of your sin, and you will suffer the consequence of an eternity in hell apart from God. But God justifies us. 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, "For our sake he made him to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Know this, God's justification doesn't make you a morally neutral person. That's impossible. God's justification forgives your sin, declares you not guilty, that you're no longer under condemnation, and it imparts the righteousness of Christ to you so that you are righteous. It's so much more than just saying, "just as if I'd never sinned." I hope you'll find great joy in knowing today what it means that you are justified. And if you aren't justified, it's because you don't know Jesus as your Savior. I hope you'll take the next step to learn about the decision you need to make for Christ. You could do that by asking a local pastor, or you can go to the website of my church for more info. You can go to cbmarion.org/gospel, and you'll learn more there. Hey, I hope this encourages you today, and I hope you'll come back next week to focus on our lives in Christ. I'll talk with you then.
Thanks for listening to Five to Focus. Make sure you subscribe and catch next week's episode as you stay centered on Jesus.